What up?
Women, weed, and weather. What? Wine, whiskey, whatever. We drink beer and smoke the cheddar. Yo, Wisconsin does it better. What up?
What up? I'm Kyle. That's Dan. The show's called High and Inside because we are, and we bring that heat. What up, D? How we doing today?
It's Tuesday already.
Yeah, it's raining again.
I mean, we had some beautiful weather.
Yeah, for a few days. Now it's supposed to rain for two more days.
Even when it's nice out, though, the weather was still like, fuck you. Because, like, it was super nice Saturday, but then for, like, 3 hours, it was like, how about you enjoy these 40-mile-an-hour winds? I was just like, what the fuck, man? Well, I was enjoying sitting outside, but now I fucking hate it.
That cool breeze stays out of the park.
I mean, if it keeps raining and you guys have to build an ark or something, I know a guy.
Know a guy? That's horrible. Horrible. Jesus Christ. I mean, it is going to rain.
I'm not getting on any random dude's boat either, Diddy.
Way!
That's how you get it. You're not going to get me twice.
How is he out and kicking it in Miami, posting pictures? And if
because there is no real justice in the world.
If my house was raided by Homeland Security, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be just kicking it.
The video of him in the interrogation room eating Wendy's hasn't come out yet. That's why.
No.
Is that a Frosty? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Jared just got out from Subway, dude. They're collaborating on some shit.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, the juice got squeezed.
Yeah, he did.
By the Lord.
Man, the heavy hand of the fucking Lord, dude.
So I've never heard of the conspiracy that the sun did it.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
No.
There's a whole other thing out there that says that OJ's son did it, and OJ's been covering for him.
I hear the Simpsons did it.
No idea they had been divorced for, like, a couple of years.
Yeah. You thought it was, like, fresh?
No, I just...
The juice was not freshly squeezed.
I never got into it. I mean, never really... I mean, what... It was, what, 93?
Four?
93,
yeah, somewhere
94?
Around there. Yeah. 93
well,
or 94.
Okay.
Like, I don't give a
I still fuck. Remember to this day, we were at R&R Bowling Alley.
Yeah, we watched it. I watched it on my couch in St. Lawrence. Remember that? Like, it was...
I have better shit to do,
37 years ago.
Yeah, cartoons.
Yeah, fucking anything else.
I started watching the second season of Winning Time this weekend.
Finally?
Yeah.
I told you it's weird, ain't it?
I forgot that we had HBO Max.
Oh, so you can watch a Nickelodeon doc if you want.
Oh, I can watch all kinds of things now.
I'm still on a hardcore Antiques Roadshow kick.
Dude.
I can't stop watching.
Man. HBO Max picked up like Discovery and Travel Channel and shit. There's so many fucking shows on HBO Max right now.
Nice.
Doesn't that, you say the Travel Channel?
Yeah.
Don't they have like all the Ghost Hunter shows?
They do,
shows
but they
and
have,
like
there's some other shit on there that I watched.
Do they
too.
Have the old school shit with Burt Kreischer?
No, I looked it up. They don't.
Oh.
That's what sucks. Burt the Conqueror?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have that show. But they have, like, the man versus food stuff and all that. There's some other stuff on there. The Discovery Channel is where I think my dad watches the fuck out of it. Because he's a big Expedition, Expedition something. There's, like, three different ones.
Expedition Unknown.
There you go. Then there's, like, Expedition X. And then another one.
That man versus food shit. Have you guys ever done any of the challenges?
No.
Anywhere?
No, like, I can't eat, dude.
Just because I'm fat doesn't mean I just sit and eat.
No, I mean, I've been like Swivel. He tried that, the prime quarter one, 44-ounce steak or whatever.
See, now a steak one or a breakfast one, I think those would be the only two I'd have a chance at.
Swiv cheated, though. He went to the bathroom, threw up, and came back.
No.
Yep. But he said he threw up so fast that it was fucking in and out, and people just thought he pissed.
They treat that like if you're getting arrested or something like that. You can't go to the bathroom, dude. Don't flush that toilet, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, they don't even let you leave the table most places. Yeah.
Swift's like, hey, I got a piss. And the waiter was like, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Just be real quick so we know you're not. And he just went in, threw up quick, and fucking dipped back out, finished eating.
On an empty stomach, I could probably do 30 chicken wings. I mean.
Chicken wings are easy, though. I mean, you just never stop until they're gone.
Yeah.
That's why I love them.
Big Smooth tried the, whatever the spiciest wings at B-Dubs are.
See, yeah. But I don't, I did
that when I was in college. Okay. When Buffalo Wild Wings was out.
The Blazing Challenge.
It was BW3s at the time. It was on State Street. I did that shit. It was stupid.
Yeah, Smooth.
I'll never do a hot ones.
I think it comes with six of them or something. Yeah, Smooth ate three and was like, can't do it.
I did it because I was being egged on by stupid friends.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even taste good. That's the thing about it. Yeah, if it tasted good, it'd be a whole lot easier. But it's like, you ever make like a cheese type soup or something like that? Or somebody makes like a cheese based soup and it's like gritty, grainy. Mm. No, not like a smooth. Mm-mm. No, like almost like the milk coagulated a little bit in it. That's kind of how that sauce was. It was grainy, gritty.
I don't understand hot food and people that say that they like, oh, no, it's got good flavor. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have good flavor.
No, I completely disagree with you.
No, I'm talking about the super hot shit that are like that people make challenges out of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had the fucking, I forget what it was called, but it was called Ass Blaster. Mm. It was a hot sauce called Ass Blaster. Yeah, it actually
had that.
Yeah, that's also Puff's alias.
Ass Blaster. I come into a asshole near you. But it came in an outhouse. It came in this little wooden outhouse and shit. Jess's mom bought it for me. And I couldn't eat it. It was so fucking hot. And the roommate's putting it, like, not mixing it with anything, just straight on chicken. That's probably where the beaties came from.
It just doesn't make sense. I like, my mom's like that. She'll do hot food. And I'm just like, why? What's the point? Because then all you do is sit there and she's like, sweating.
That's what I like about it. I like to sweat a little bit, dude. I like the sensation of.
Yeah, it's called the meat sweats. Just eat more meat.
I don't want to take my hat off while I'm eating. That means it's too hot for me. If you got to take your hat off and be like, whoo, shit, that's too much.
That's probably why I've never done like Indian food and stuff. Like curry, I've never gotten into curry.
But I put hot sauce or crushed red pepper on fucking almost everything I
eat. Yeah, but that's tolerable stuff. I mean, that's flavorful hot. It's not, I got to worry about shitting my pants later hot.
My buddy Smooth one time sent me a message. It was like, I know you like hot sauce. I got some shit called Oh Shit. And I was like, okay. He goes, it might make your butthole bleed. Do you want it?
No.
What? That's how you're selling it? You're a terrible marketing person.
It's like the Brown Bomber. Yeah. He's smoking and you shit your pants. No, I don't want any of that.
That came up like 7 years ago, a couple of like, I don't know, whatever day it was. The Brown Bomber fucking memory came up because I had beer, the Brown Bomber. And it's like, it's actually got a piece, like a picture of somebody's tidy whities with a big shit stain on the back of it. And yeah.
That's terrible marketing, too. That's not enticing to me.
It's like, I don't know. It's like hot food. Like it has to go through your whole system. And it's not like it cools down.
No, hell no.
So you're just like tearing up your stomach lining. And
then when it hurts to wipe, you're like, okay.
Oh, when you're dabbing?
You know,
that's not and possibly just baby wiping it to get that cool sensation on there. Oh, I love that.
Just sitting in the shower with your ass cheeks spread.
Crying.
There's fucking steam coming out.
Take that.
Oh, you can't even ditty a hot shower in that one, dude. That, you gotta shower cold.
Yeah, you need a bidet for those things. Maybe that's why. Were they invented in India?
I don't know, man.
Because that would make sense.
Something tells me that they didn't invent the bidet just because of the fact that the term is French. And I still feel like a lot of the places in India, they just throw their shit out their windows into the street.
I assume they just shit in the river.
No, they just shit in holes in the ground. Mm. Basically.
Get away from my hole.
And they wipe with them robes they got on. That's why they get shorter and shorter and shorter.
You're just ripping pieces off.
Yeah, but once you see ankle, it's time to get a new one.
It's like the movie Major League.
Just hot shots.
Each win, we're going to rip a piece of this off.
No, dude, it's hot shots. When they're all doing their wounds or whatever, the last guy goes, ooh, got a cut. It's a real gusher. Because she's like stripping those stuff off her stomach. They're like, oh, shit. And they're like, one more guy. He's like, ee. I got a boo-boo.
Well, how was your guys' weekends?
Yeah, mine was pretty good. I watched one of the greatest fights in UFC history.
I forgot all about anything about that shit. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Friday, I left work early. Thought I was going to go walk around the woods with my dad, but he had already gone. There were no mushrooms up, so I just kind of hung out.
I went to clean the garage up a little bit. Friday night, pulled a muscle in my back. That fucked my golf weekend up terribly. Had to turn down golf Saturday and Sunday. Sunday afternoon, it was fucking so nice. I said, fuck it. Went out with an old bucket of balls and tried to hit some into the field. Just swinging at like fucking 70% and shit, trying not to hurt myself any further.
I mean, Saturday had to be up early. First game was at 8. We won our first three.
Did you play or just watch?
No, I don't fucking play anymore, dude. I ain't trying to get hurt.
Do you coach?
Yeah.
Do you sit in the dugout?
Do you get a uniform?
I walk around. No, I don't wear a uniform.
You should, like, a manager.
No.
You should wear a suit.
No.
Did you guys happen to see the Philadelphia Phillies city jerseys or whatever that they wore?
Yeah, those are awkwardly, insanely cool. Like them.
They look like a men's softball jersey. Yeah, they're pretty real.
Cool. I didn't see them.
It just says Philly, but it's basically the whole fucking chest, and it's like really tall, skinny letters.
I liked Seattle's. Seattle's were really cool.
I don't think I saw theirs.
Seattle's is like a darker blue with yellow and black. They were pretty. They were cool looking.
Does everybody?
They wore them Friday against the Cubs.
Do they change their City Connect jerseys every year?
I have no idea. I really don't know, and I don't know when they're gonna wear them and when they're not gonna wear them. I mean, there's not like a schedule though.
Well, like I was at the rooftop bar one night and the bartender just looked at my hat and started laughing. And she's like, that's crazy that you wear that in public. And I was like, what? And I had to take it off. And it's the Cream City one where it says Cream City. And I was like, oh, you a Bucks fan? And she was like, what? Wait, that means something? And I was like, yeah. Then I had to explain to her about...
Yeah, we're just wearing these around because I fucking just jerk off on everybody. Dumb dummy.
I got another one that says cream pie. You interested? Yeah.
Got a tattoo on my fucking tramp stamp area that says I heart semen.
Fucking shit. People are stupid.
Cum dumpster. We did buy... the foreign exchange student in high school, Matthias, that Foley had before he left. We had the party for him, and we bought him some gifts before he went back to Germany. And one of the hats was a mesh one with two big titties on it. Like that, they were like 3D titties that stuck out. Like they were, you know, stuck to the hat, and it said boob inspector on it.
I get that, but that's a joke. I'm talking like a normal person saw a hat Kyle was wearing. Out in public, and for some reason saw Cream City and just goes, it was a woman, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Weird. Ew. Oh, God. Why would you wear a hat like that?
Matthias walked around all night, though, in his German accent, said, I am the boob inspector. And squeezing his hands like he's going to inspect some boobs.
But he didn't because he's a pussy. Right?
Matthias was kind of a badass, dude.
From what I've heard so far, he had a hat that was a boob inspector, but yet inspected zero boobs.
I mean, I can't say for sure. I mean, he probably inspected some boobs, whether they liked it or not. Whether they signed up to be inspected by the boob inspector.
You gotta think, he was German in the 90s, like...
Yeah, it means he'd go to jail right away. He scrapped zero boobs since that day. He's never been a real boob inspector. Just plays one on TV.
I threw a playing card, like a regular playing card at him from across fully, he had like a, his dining room, kitchen, living room kind of where it was like an open area. I was a good 30 feet away from him, and I, you know, flicked it and threw it at him right in the bridge of the nose and cut him. So I'm glad I didn't hit him in the face with it. But
I'm glad he wasn't eating a banana.
That would have been sweet.
Right through it?
Or an apple. Just stuck it right in the side.
No.
If it was an ace, he'd have been like, this is. I am the boob inspector.
No, he wasn't. He's a fucking liar. I don't like this guy.
They bought him a gift, Wolf. A gift. It's like if we bought you something and said skinny guy, and you were like, what the fuck? I'm not a skinny guy.
I'd lose weight. I wouldn't wear it.
Until you lost weight.
Yeah, that's why I just started buying all my t-shirts in children's medium, so I have inspiration to wear them.
No, I'm just saying, I would never wear that hat if I wasn't skinny.
That's the opposite of buying your shoes too big for your kid or something, dude. I'm buying my clothes too small so I fucking lose weight.
Oh, I think bitches do that.
As inspiration?
Yeah.
Then they,
or they at least keep skinny jeans that they think that one day they can fit back into.
They hang that pair of jeans above the toilet when they're fucking being all bulimic and shit. Like, they're beautiful. Sorry.
But also, I feel like it's the shirts that they need to be fucking trying to squeeze into. Some of these bitches come out looking like the goddamn Michelin man.
Yeah. Dudes, too. I look like that often. I see pictures of myself from behind, and I'm like, you are sadly misshapen, dude. From the head to the fucking heels, man. You are a weird son of a bitch. It's
potato body. That's what happens when you get old.
It's not really potato body,
started
dude.
Started getting shaped like a potato.
I'm shaped like the letter P, the top slid down to the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I just have like this, I have a flat, everything straight down the back, and then
P, like as in potato.
I look like a speed bump, like on the road. You know what I mean? Like if I was to lay down.
Okay.
That's my profile.
So you guys notice it's pretty quiet in the house today. I have the house to myself for the week. Chica Bonita has to present something at a conference in Denver. So she was like, I might as well take the girls and make it a vacation. She was like, I want you to go too. And then all the cool plumbing issues happened with the house. And, you know, I had to spend a couple racks to new washer, new fucking toilet, new whatever. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I really want to spend any more money right now, especially with all the shit we got to do this fucking summer. So I'm not going to go. Well, they left Monday morning.
Spending that bidet money, huh?
Yep.
Fuck.
Should have got a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how much one of them fuckers cost.
Just get a tushy, man.
Huh?
There's a component that goes on your toilet.
Yeah.
It works the same as a
It just bidet. Taps oh, yeah. taps right into your water inlet, and it hooks onto the bottom side of your toilet, dude. It's a bidet that
It's just like the fucking thing that the dentist, when they squirt it.
Yeah, it's like
it's a little different.
Doesn't go in your mouth.
Yeah, there's not a hand that shoves a wand up your ass to clean it out. Yeah, that's not happening. But it does blow water into your butt to help clean out the poop.
There's a little gremlin that comes out.
So no, nothing like the dentist.
So they leave at the same time I do. 45 minutes later, I get a text saying that one daughter's not going. She'd rather be with her boyfriend. So she's missing out on a family vacation. I was like, well, fucking, where's she staying? She ain't staying here. I said, you locked both doors, right? And she's like, of course. I left work at 9:30 a.m. to take lunch. I came home, made sure both doors were locked, walked around and locked every window too. I get home yesterday. One of the windows is open. Like, she tried to jump through the window. She slid the screen up and boom, locked. The main reason I had to go home was because I didn't lock my safe. I wasn't expecting anybody to be here. So like I had smoked a lot over the weekend and there was things laying around that shouldn't be. I'm in the house for maybe 90 seconds. She walks in the back door. I turned and looked at her and said, what the fuck are you doing here? And she put her head down and said, I left my phone here. I said, well, that's a lie because your mom already told me that she was fucking texting you. She went into her room, grabbed like a tablet, an old phone, and then walked back out and got in the car that was sitting out front and left.
She probably just hocked a tablet and an old phone.
Hey, you sure she went in her room?
Yes, because I stayed upstairs.
New toilet's gone, fuck up a day.
And the funniest part is my backyard, like the windows are way higher, you know? So she had to actually climb onto something to try and get in the window.
That was her boyfriend on all fours. Like, hey, usually have me like this. It's your turn.
Whoa. Imagine missing a family vacation.
Because she wants to fuck her boyfriend while you're at work. That's what was trying to happen. Oh. Just to let you know. Just to let you know.
I got a hot tub back at my house.
It's not up yet.
I can put up, I can set up a hot tub at my house.
What had happened was she thought you were going to be gone and she was going to be gone.
Oh, yeah. And she knows that there's fucking edibles in my fridge in the basement. And she knows that there's probably fucking green. I mean, I leave half a joints all over the place because Chica Bonita doesn't like rolling and she don't like smoking her own weed. So she fucking grabs my shit all the time. So I just started leaving things out. Like, invisible so she could see them. And I'm like, hey, yeah, smoke those.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Hiding them in plain sight.
But, bro, you remember being young and you're like, parents would be like, hey, we're going to go to your grandma and grandpa's and yada yada. And you're like, fuck, man, I was going to go fucking smoke a couple blunts with Abbott and them and maybe have a fucking couple beers. Try and come up with excuses not to go. Then you become an adult and you're like, god damn, that was stupid. I wish I had fucking another day with my grandparents.
Yeah. I mean, hindsight is a thing.
Yeah.
I just would not go to school. I was, like, growing up, in certain parts of growing up, I was in charge of getting everybody on the bus.
Okay.
And sometimes I was just like, all right, have fun at school today, because I'm going to walk back to the house and fucking chill.
No shit.
Hell yeah, man. Sixth grade was awesome.
What'd your brother think of that?
Oh, he didn't live with us.
Ushering him on the bus.
Usher?
Older brother.
Were you ushering him with P. Diddy?
My brother didn't live with us. He lived with my dad.
Ah.
And it was super easy. I just had to, the school would call and leave a message on the answering machine, and I would just go, delete that motherfucker real quick. It took a while before I actually got caught doing it.
That shit sucked because my dad went to work early as fuck, so he would get home, and he'd be home when them motherfuckers would be calling. Oh. So we had to hurry up and get home and fucking sit by the phone.
Here's my excuse note written in perfect cursive.
They would call. They called like as soon as, probably like an hour after school would start.
After school started?
After school started.
Oh, no, they called.
Not at after
the,
school.
They called us at the end of the day.
Oh,
we want to know where Tyler is. Nobody called him in sick today. Like, goddamn, nobody is either.
I get a big, my mom will get a call at TNT Sports from Big John saying, where's Daniel in the weight room this morning?
In the sixth grade?
Yeah, for sure.
The best shit was when I hit 11th grade because then Aaron started high school and they'd be like, your son or daughter has missed school today. And I'd be like, Aaron, you must have missed, like. We'd always blame it on each other, and Goose just wanted to catch a buzz, so she wasn't going to call in.
She's like, man, I do something about this, but I'm fucking high, man.
Man, my freshman and sophomore year, anytime she got that call, she would call the school, tell them I was wrong. I'd get detentions. My mom was a bitch, dude, when it came to that shit. She was super strict.
I couldn't miss. I didn't have a choice. I couldn't skip any classes in high school. Mm. Because we had any inexcused absence was...
Couldn't play.
Ineligible for the week. And I played sports the whole fucking year.
I had perfect attendance, I believe, from my sophomore year until my senior year.
No shit.
I just didn't enjoy staying home.
No, I didn't stay home. Because I didn't have a car until the end of my senior
year. I have a car until after I graduated.
So, like, there was times where Abbott would come pick me up, and it would be 8:10. When he got here, and I'm like, school started 10 minutes ago, bro. We're going to go get breakfast and smoke a blunt. All right. Then most of the time, we never went back to school. Plus, Wolfie, we only had four classes.
Yeah, we did.
So, like, if you missed a couple of classes, you're like, okay.
And we're not talking 8 till noon. It was 8 till 3.
But my senior year, my day was 8 to 12, 10.
But we also had crazy fucking lunch, too, dude. So, it was, so we were there. It was like, what, like an hour? It was like an hour lunch.
Yeah, I feel like you either had the 11:15 lunch or the 1:30.
Yeah, one was better than the other one or something like that, well, for some reason.
Yeah, you didn't want a late lunch. I mean, you did because you only had one class after lunch, but like you didn't get to lunch until 1:30.
Yeah, then you don't get a chili cheese burrito. They're all out.
I never ate school lunch.
Me neither. Once we left middle school, I ate school lunch every day in middle school. As soon as we got to the high school, freshman year, I walked to Burger King every day. Sophomore year, Abbott and them all had licenses, so it was over.
Dude, fucking,
I had a bagel and a Powerade for lunch almost every day.
Wait, could you leave?
Nope.
Oh, see, we had open campus.
We had open campus until I got there.
But we also had Pizza Hut and Taco Bell and
Cousin Subs
in our cafeteria. Like,
no, we don't have none of that.
Like, it wasn't like pre-made shit either. Like, they didn't make 270 tacos for the day and ship them in. They're right. Like, you made them to order. And
that's, well, we had lunch ladies. Like, our shit was made. It just, I didn't,
well,
need
we had
it.
We had that as well.
Yeah, they had regular hot lunch. That's what, if that cost $2 a day. So my parents said, if you don't want that, here's $10, figure out your own lunch. Okay, I buy a dime bag, and I don't eat all week for lunch.
Perfect.
Or sometimes we'd go to fucking Kevin's house or somebody that lived kind of close by and fucking murder whatever they had in their snack drawer real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But we always had to smoke.
I'd go to TNT Sports quite a bit. They'd have lunch ordered for whatever. I'd go there maybe 2-3 times a week sometimes. But my sophomore year, Foley's parents owned Dairy Queen on Cranston Road. So we just take lunch and go there because, you know, we had, like I said, a while. So we'd go there and just go in the kitchen and make our own shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you, triple cheeseburgers.
Right.
Extra
hell yeah.
Bacon and whatever the fuck you want. It's pretty neat.
Fuck yeah, that'd be super cool. I mean, sometimes we would have a couple shots of brandy or something like that, whatever Brian had and Mom had in the fucking butt. Yeah, going back to school with a little buzz sucked balls.
No.
Drunk buzz? Yeah.
I never went to, I take that back. I did one time have some beers and go back to school.
I played a baseball game sophomore year pretty buzzed up. I had like 4 shots of Southern Comfort and smoked a joint on the way to the game. Who do you think would win in a fight between an ostrich and an unarmed man?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, dude doesn't have any arms.
Neither does a bird.
Oh, I'm going with an ostrich. I think an ostrich is going to kick most people's asses. You got a whole bunch of neck to grab, but
talons.
Yeah, they beak.
They probably peck the fuck out of you.
Yeah, that beak looks like it might hurt. Are they the ones that spit on you, or are those llamas?
Llamas.
I bet a pissed off ostrich could spit, though.
Even if you tried to run or anything, fucking, they're catching you.
And they're not small.
No, they're way taller than me, bro.
You could easily ride one. I don't know about Wolfie or I.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You could be an ostrich jockey, I think.
Ooh, they probably have ostrich races.
They do.
Oh, they definitely.
Yeah, you have to go to where they shit in the streets in India. But
see, you know, now I'm going to have to lose some weight, though.
Yeah, where they have the badonts.
Speaking of losing weight, what do you call a fat chick with a rape whistle?
I don't know.
Optimistic.
Yes. Well, that's awesome. I really like that one. Right. I like that one a lot.
It was a winner, for sure.
It is.
So there was this Mexican magician. He said he could make himself disappear on the count of 3. Then he said, uno, dos, poof. He was gone without a trace.
No trace. ¿Dónde está trace?
Wolfie, you're not impressed at all. I thought two of those were good.
Well, Dan liked them.
I mean, I, you know,
he's more of a dad than I am. And you.
And you.
Yeah, he enjoys his pets.
Yeah, I don't.
You fucking eat yours, and I'm, you know what? Mine's kind of a dickhead, too.
And I don't even like the kids that live here. So Pops came over last night, and nobody's in the house, so I just made dinner for him. He keeps running out to the garage. He's got some kind of project he's doing and needs some tools out there. He starts talking to me before he's even in the house. He didn't have a hold of the door. My door slapped my house from the wind so hard. Bent the arm. It ripped all four screws out.
Oh, yeah. What was left?
Yep. I had reinforced it.
You Dave-proofed it?
I thought I did. But no, Pops fucked it up even worse than the kids did.
He did it on purpose.
Then he starts telling me what we got to do. He's like, go get me a 2x4 and I'll rip it down. I said, I don't have table saw for you to rip a 2x4 in half. And he's like, well, what are we going to do?
Liquid nails.
No, he's like, well, I'll be back on Thursday. Nobody's going to be here this week. So I'm going to, and then I'm going to do some shit in your yard. And then I'm going to do some shit on the roof. And then
shit in your yard.
Yeah.
You already got a dog that does that.
We're not even in Indiana, let alone India. You just can't shit in the yard, Dave. Take it to the street, man.
I'm trying to make dinner. Chica Bonita is messaging me. Hey, I need you to send me Snapchats of the women's WNBA draft because I'm driving and I can't stream it on anything. Blah, blah, blah. So during my dinner, I got Pops now getting all my tools, getting screws. He's doing all kinds of shit to the back door. I have to fucking fry up some potatoes and then fucking go, whoop, Caitlin Clark, first pick. Go back in, fucking do it. Dude, after the like eighth pick, I said, okay, the last two girls were from France. The next one's from Australia. I'm done doing this for you. I know you only know like five people's names.
First five girls drafted.
No, there was a couple she definitely didn't know.
Angel Reese made it to seven.
Yeah.
I have a serious question.
Yeah.
About your dad while he's doing things. Does he whistle while he works?
Hell no.
Or does he just talk to himself?
No, he talks to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like walk away from time to time?
He didn't know I wasn't in the kitchen for 20 minutes.
Guys like Dave hate people that whistle.
He doesn't like people that listen to music because he's going to talk over the top of it unless he's by himself. And then he'll call you and be like, listen to this.
I found this song from the 60s. It's 25 minutes long.
Oh, no. He's like, remember Izzy Komodo or whatever that dude's name is?
Quasimodo.
They call me the hot stepper.
Murderer. I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer. He's like, hey, man, I got this CD.
CD.
The dance hit. Dance
Your
hits
dad from- has not made it to CDs yet. He's still recording recording songs off the radio with a cassette player.
He's got it in the same spot chicks keep those small clothes, dude. No. He looks at it every day, and one day he's going to get into that CD player, dude. He's looking for his options right now.
Your dad's the kind of guy that has a cassette recorder on his radio, but still records the radio with the tape recorder instead because the sound quality is better.
First of all, bro, you think my dad has a tape player?
Yes.
My dad,
of course he does.
My dad has an AM-only radio that sits in his fucking amazing. Living room.
He also has a tape player that he listens to books on tape with.
His AM.
He's been listening to the same Harry Potter book. It's the fifth one. He only has the fifth one. That's it.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's like, there's a one? Yeah. What are
he
you?
There's two sides of that tape. He hasn't even flipped it over yet.
His AM radio is made out of wood and has a barometer attached to the side of it, so he knows when it's going to rain.
He hears three words and goes, that's enough for today. Woo! Get flying through this book.
He has to go to the only Radio Shack in Kansas City to pick up tubes for his fucking radio. Never going to know the news if I don't get my tubes.
You got any D batteries? Need some for my tape player.
It takes 12.
It takes those big, remember the huge ones that
square
would go?
Square ones?
Yeah, and the flashlights.
Yes. Or the lanterns. The Coleman lantern.
I don't even know if they make those anymore. I don't think they can.
Dude, you guys see that an international traveler at O'Hare, like 2 days ago, caught with
bird flu.
No, 20 kilos of ketamine.
Isn't that legal?
Ketamine?
Isn't that the shit you can buy at like fucking?
It's a party drug. It's like ecstasy type shit.
Oh, what's the stuff you can buy at like the gas station?
Kratom?
Oh, different things.
Yeah.
Start one's with a K.
Meth.
One's like caffeine based, and okay. The other is ecstasy. 20 kilos of ketamine.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Like, you say stuff like you're supposed to be surprised, and I'm just like, eh. Like, that's the world we live in. Like, nothing surprises you anymore.
Okay, now let's get the real surprise. Where were these 20 pounds of ketamine? Did it say?
In luggage.
Oh, I didn't know if she had them in her rectum.
It didn't say male or female.
On her person? On his person? On their person?
In their person?
In whatever.
It's not even a cool drug.
I mean, I don't know. I've never done it.
An adverb? Yeah. Whatever adverb. Where can the cat go? Cat can go in the box. Cat can go on the box. Go around the box.
Have you ever heard of Schrodinger's cat?
I have.
So Pops came over last night. And nobody's in the house, so I just made dinner for him. He keeps running out to the garage. He's got some kind of project he's doing and needs some tools out there. He starts talking to me before he's even in the house. He didn't have a hold of the door. My door slapped my house from the wind so hard. Bent the arm like completely. It ripped all four screws out.
Oh yeah. What was left?
Yep. I had reinforced it, right? I had to, because...
You Dave-proofed it?
I thought I did. But no, Pops fucked it up even worse than the kids did.
He did it on purpose.
Then he starts telling me what we got to do. He's like, go get me a 2x4 and I'll rip it down. I said, I don't have a fucking table saw for you to rip a 2x4 in half. And he's like, well, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know, man. We're just going to fucking reposition it.
Liquid nails.
No. He's like, well, I'll be back on Thursday. Nobody's going to be here this week, so I'm going to... And then I'm going to do some shit in your yard. And then I'm going to do some shit on the roof. And then
shit in your yard.
Yeah.
You already got a dog that does that.
We're not even in Indiana, let alone India. You just can't shit in the yard, Dave. Take it to the street, man.
I'm trying to make dinner. Chica Bonita is messaging me. Hey, I need you to send me Snapchats of the women's WNBA draft because I'm driving and I can't stream it on anything. Blah, blah, blah. So during my dinner, I got Pops now getting all my tools, getting screws. He's doing all kinds of shit to the back door. I have to fucking fry up some potatoes and then fucking go, whoop, Caitlin Clark, first pick. Go back in, fucking do it. Dude, after the like eighth pick, I said, okay, the last two girls were from France. The next one's from Australia. I'm done doing this for you. I know you only know like five people's names.
First five girls drafted.
No, there was a couple she definitely didn't know.
Angel Reese made it to seven.
Yeah.
I have a serious question.
Yeah.
About your dad while he's doing things. Does he whistle while he works?
Hell no.
Or does he just talk to himself?
No, he talks to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like walk away from time to time?
He didn't know I wasn't in the kitchen for 20 minutes.
Guys like Dave hate people that whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I already know that.
He doesn't like people that listen to music. Because he's going to talk over the top of it unless he's by himself. And then he'll call you and be like, listen to this.
I found this song from the 60s. It's 25 minutes long.
Oh, no. He's like, remember Izzy Komodo or whatever that dude's name is?
Quasimodo.
They call me the hot stepper.
Murderer. I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer. He's like, hey, man, I got this CD. It's like...
CD. Your dad has not made it to CDs yet. He's still recording songs off the radio with a cassette player.
He's got it in the same spot chicks keep those small clothes, dude. No. He looks at it every day, and one day he's going to get into that CD player, dude. He's looking for his options right now.
Your dad's the kind of guy that has a cassette recorder on his radio, but still records the radio with the tape recorder instead because the sound quality is better.
First of all, bro, you think my dad has a tape player?
Yes. My dad. Of course he does.
My dad has an AM-only radio that sits in his fucking living room.
He also has a tape player that he listens to books on tape with.
His AM.
He's been listening to the same Harry Potter book. It's the fifth one. He only has the fifth one. That's it.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's like, there's a one? Yeah. What do you
There's two sides of that tape. He hasn't even flipped it over yet.
His AM radio is made out of wood and has a barometer attached to the side of it, so he turns knows when it's going to rain.
He hears three words and goes, that's enough for today. Woo! Get flying through this book.
He has to go to the only Radio Shack in Kansas City to pick up tubes for his fucking radio.
You got any D batteries? I need some for my tape player.
It takes 12.
It takes those big, remember the huge ones that
square
would go?
Square ones?
Yeah, and the flashlights.
Yes. Or the lanterns, the Coleman lantern.
I don't even know if they make those anymore. I don't think they can, and they're not
syphilis
making that
is
anymore.
Never caught.
Oh shit! So I bought the wrong stuff.
Yeah, you did,
dude. You guys see that an international traveler at O'Hare like 2 days ago caught with
bird flu?
No, 20 kilos of ketamine.
Isn't that legal?
Ketamine?
Isn't that the shit you can buy at like fucking...
It's a party drug. It's like ecstasy type shit.
Oh, what's the stuff you can buy at like the gas station?
Kratom?
Oh, different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start with a K.
Meth?
One's like caffeine based and the other is ecstasy. 20 kilos of ketamine.
Nothing surprises me anymore. Like, you say stuff... Like, you're supposed to be surprised, and I'm just like, eh. Like, that's the world we live in.
Where
nothing surprises you anymore.
Okay, now let's get the real surprise. Where were these 20 pounds of ketamine? Did it say?
In luggage.
Oh, I didn't know if she had them in her rectum.
It didn't say male or female.
On her person? On his person? On their person?
In their person?
In whatever.
It's not even a cool drug.
I mean, I don't know. I've never done it.
An adverb? Man. Whatever adverb. Where can the cat go? Cat can go in the box. Cat can go on the box. Go around the box.
Have you ever heard of Schrodinger's cat?
I have.
Wolfie, hit him with it.
Yo, D, what you smoking on?
Hey, Wolfie, I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, everybody, and welcome to tonight's edition of High and Inside, where we're going to get high while inside. Never sipped the scissor or bounced off the walls, blew Freon whippets or burned mothballs. You want to hallucinate? It's nutmeg and kaopectate. Hand sanitizer can keep you lit for like 3 days. To get real fucked up, chug some aftershave. No boofing tampons and my favorite booze. What comes next? Let's sniff some glue. I looked up odd drugs that kids can just find at home and get fucked up on.
Drano?
That wasn't even on the list.
Okay.
Not even on the, but it did have Freon, mm-hmm. like the recharge in your car, whippets, everybody knows about that, mothballs. It didn't say how you do them. So I just assumed they look like,
them.
You know, no, I just smoke them.
No.
And then nutmeg. If you take enough of it, you can hallucinate. Same with kaopectate, which is fucking crazy.
Wow.
And then boofing tampons. You know, that's something. But we're going to sniff glue right now. Glue Sniffer is a 50-50 hybrid created through crossing Gorilla Glue number 4 and Grateful Breath. It took home the gold medal at the 2016 Anchorage Cannabis Classic, winning first place or best hybrid. Once you experience its potent, tingly effects and long-lasting high, you'll see soon why. The high starts with a buzzing effect in the back of your head and behind your eyes. You'll be all sorts of unfocused. With a 20% THC average, it's great for chronic pain, migraines, and all sorts of shit like that. It didn't have anything about a taste.
Earthy and cheesy.
Earthy and cheesy. Kind of like all my weed read jokes. Organic and stupid.
I think you meant girthy and cheesy.
So I did the ChatGPT, dude. The Apple version or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To just see what came up, but then I didn't do it. But this dude, it came up funny. Like, I was like, give me a funny rap. I did Biden because it was sniffer, glue sniffer, and I didn't save those ones. I'll do another. But this gave me driving in my Jeep, feeling kind of blue. Got a bottle of glue. What else could I do? I take a whiff, feeling all the buzz because people look at me like I'm a dweeb because I'm sniffing glue. My brain's in a haze, but hey, it's all good. I'm in a daze. Don't judge me. Just let me be inhaling that glue, feeling so free. And so my mind starts to wander in my own world, but reality hits and my vision's all swirled, but I know I'm not right. Gotta kick this habit, but man, the glue high, I just gotta have it. It's fucking, that's ChatGPT. There's a strain of marijuana that's super bizarre. It's called glue sniffer. Gonna take you far with a potent high that'll blow your mind. Be careful, but it's not your typical kind. Glue sniffer, gonna take you on a crazy ride. But be careful, don't let it override your sense of what's wrong and what's right. That kind of sucks. Now, Joe Biden, he's a curious man, known for sniffing people whenever he can. But one day he tried glue sniffer. Oh my, took him on a whole new high into the sky. They talk about glue sniffer, a dangerous game. Can't tell what's real, can't tell what's the same. Joe Biden lost on a cloud ticket. He's blending in with the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this your first time ever using
it? Never used it before in my life, which is why I have such probably a huge erection about this fucking whole thing, dude.
Well, I started writing a novel a few months ago, and I was using it to help me with things.
Yeah.
And
that's a novel idea.
Thank you.
I did a story, and I don't know. I feel like this could possibly go somewhere. I definitely do. I did The Adventures of the Velcro Kid.
Oh, nice.
It says, once upon a time in a small trailer park, there lived a peculiar child named the... I can't say peculiar. I did say it. Child known as the Velcro Kid. While wandering about the park, the kid stumbled upon a mysterious plant with fragrant leaves. Curiosity picked, and this kid, the Velcro Kid, decided to take a closer look and discovered it was a magical weed plant. Intrigued by the plant's properties, the Velcro Kid decided to smoke it. As the smoke filled the air, the kid felt a strange sensation washing over him. Suddenly, his clothes turned into Velcro, allowing him to stick to any surface effortlessly. The Velcro Kid realized he had gained a unique superpower.
Sweet, dude. Now do illustration. Make a comic book.
With their newfound ability. The Velcro Kid became the hero of the trailer park.
Hell yeah, dude. I like it. We can make a kid show about it. Wait, he smokes weed. We can make a teenager show about it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I need a graphic designer or like somebody that can create cartoons. I think it would be super dope if we could post clips of this with all three of us as cartoons.
Well, think about how they do like the NFL games and shit like that in real time where they're made into cartoons.
Yeah, but I ain't got money for that.
No.
I feel like that'd be expensive as fuck.
I got a feeling it's probably less than what we think just with technology these days, with the ability to do stupid shit like that.
Well, hey, if any of our listeners do anything with cartoons or animated anything, hit me up or hit that Google line up at 262-297-7013. Also, y'all need to hit the Google line up. We've had nothing for the past few weeks, and I do want certain people to hit it up for this week, because we're going to have a bonus episode next week, so we'll do a Tuesday and a Thursday. But that Thursday is for the NFL draft. I need everybody to hit us up and tell us what you want your team to do in the first round. I'm talking about them Cowboy fans like Rich, Jacob, Colin and the Lions, Trevor with the Raiders, anybody that's not a Packer or Bear fan, and actually, fuck it, if you are a Packer or Bear fan, hit us up too. Just let us know what you want in the first round. 262-297-7013.
Yeah, stop being a bunch of pussies and call in. Jesus. Sick you people. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. You're amazing.
Glue sniffer. It's got a weird fucking taste I'm not really fond of.
What did I say it was crossed with?
Gorilla Glue and...
Grateful Breath.
Yeah, I've never heard that. But it's super earthy and a little cheesy.
It's very earthy. Grateful Breath is cherry pie and Yosef F1 strains.
Huh. Dude, I got a couple of good ones for the next couple of weeks. I have one that is a different shade of purple that you've ever seen.
Is it a puce?
Like, normally the purple weed that we get is like dark. Mm-hmm. This shit is like lavender.
Vibrantly yeah. Purple?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, when I say dark, I mean like almost blackish.
Yeah.
This shit is fucking not at all. It's like lilacs.
Like, you can look at it like in the bag without going it to the light to see the purple in yes. it, you know, or break it down to yes. see the purple. It's purple.
And it's all purple. Hmm. It's trop cherry. We've smoked a trop cherry before from a grower down at Starbuds. His shit was fucking white and crystally as fuck. This shit is purple as all hell. Got strawberry and Gary.
I hope that's good because I'm not a big Gary Payton fan, dude.
Nope. I did not like that. If it's mixed with a fruity strain. See, that's the other thing. We're so spoiled that nowadays we're like, I wish it tasted better. It still gets you fucking high as shit.
My dad would be smacking me across the face right now. You fucking idiot. You're wasting money with those blunts.
No. Oh, remember when they used to say that to us back in the day? My dad used to be like, you guys are just wasting weed smoking these fucking blunts. Well, it wasn't great THC quality.
I still smoke everything out of a wrap.
Oh, I still, every now and then, I'll grab a pack of Swishers. And it just, I got to remember to grind my weed differently. Like, it's just one, yeah. just quick break
you got,
it
you
up.
Get, you got to leave some little turds in there, dude, yeah. to fucking give yourself some air.
Yep.
That's what, I hate to say it, that challenge cone.
No.
That would have killed us, though, if that wouldn't have been like.
If I would have did it the right way.
Yeah, you were so impressed. You're like, dude, they said I can only put like 2 ounces in this motherfucker. I fit four.
Recommend ounce and a half. I put two in.
I detached a retina trying to smoke that thing, dude. Yeah. But then once it started burning, I've showed so many people that video of once it started burning. And like, you'd just disappear behind it.
Well, the third day when nobody else came back, you know, because people came the first two. Day three, I smoked that. Down here by myself, like, Chica Bonita went upstairs, did some shit, came back, went to the grocery store, blah, blah, blah. Like, 5 hours later, she's like, it's still going? I was like, it's never going to stop. It
keeps getting bigger.
She's out in Denver right now. I asked her to pick me up Chocolope, Punch Breath, and Tango.
You said she's wheeling it back?
Yeah, she drove out there with the kids.
Nice.
That's the only thing. I don't think she'll actually bring anything back because she's got the kids, but
maybe mail it.
Ooh, I'm gonna Venmo her.
You know, just
yeah, mail it tomorrow. Go get it tomorrow, mail it. It'll be back before you even get home. Perfect. Put in your kid's name though.
Tape it under your car.
Don't try and snort those Lucky Charms. Talladega Nights.
Colombian fucking pure Colombian.
Bam Bam.
Is that what it is? Colombian yeah. Bam Bam?
Yeah. I got 2 pounds of Colombian Bam Bam taped to the bottom of the car, son. Cops are coming. You guys want to talk about a little sports?
Sure. Are there sports on this weekend?
Well, there's sports going on, yeah. Just because the NFL is in a lull. And college basketball ended. There's these cool things called the NBA playoffs coming.
Yeah, because so many people pay attention to the NBA these days.
Nobody, dude.
So fucking stupid.
It's because all the new rules and all the bullshit they're putting in there, nobody cares anymore. Hey, two-thirds of our league goes to the playoffs.
Yeah. What a joke.
Good job.
And then you got teams that are deciding if they want to win their playoff game or not. Play in game?
Yeah.
Let's see how many teams are in the playoffs right now.
Do you really feel like playing more?
Like the Lakers. Well, if they lose tonight and then win the next game they play, they won't have to play Denver in the first round. If you lose tonight, then you might not be in the playoffs at all.
Right.
I've always said that. It fucks over the 7-8 so badly. That's like, oh, these are only one games. I know you guys did your job and made sure you were in the top eight, but we're going to fuck you over.
Here's a big but.
Even just imagine that the 7 seed could lose twice and be out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Hawks right now are 10 games under 500.
But they got Ice Trey back.
Uh-oh.
The Bulls right behind them, 4 games or 5 games under 500.
If Anthony Davis is the brow, Trae Young has to be the hairline. Because that thing is sick.
Did you see Aaron Jones take his hat off to put the purple sombrero on at his Vikings press conference?
No. Is he rocking like fucking...
His braids start in the back of his head. I mean the back, dude. There is no hair.
You guys are sitting here. You're going to tell me you haven't seen the clip of Chuck and Shaq making fun of Derek White from the fucking Celtics? Oh, no. They're making fun of him because they're saying he combs his hair forwards.
His hairline is funny, though.
Oh, it's weird looking.
Yeah, but there's like no there's like no...
Because he combs his hair forward.
But
he does.
Man.
You can tell by the pictures.
It's a building with two baldings, one of which is balding. Right? A building with two baldings, one of which is balding.
I'm not excited for any of the playoffs. Let's expand it just so we can make sure the aging Warriors can still get in the game and LeBron gets in.
No, it's just money.
So tonight we get to watch an extra game of LeBron. Yay!
But they might not play. Him and AD might not play the game because they kind of want to lose.
So they can draft Bronny?
Bro, why is he getting any attention? Did you see a stat line for the season?
Because they're saying this is going to be the worst draft class since whatever the one Anthony Bennett was the number one in. There's nobody coming out this year. It's kind of hard to live up to last year because the next big thing is in the league now.
Yeah, and he's big as fuck.
There's nobody coming out this year, and Zach Edey's still not going to get picked in the top 10.
What? And the reason is because of what Victor Wembanyama did this year. What that guy did this year is absolutely... He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, for sure.
He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. He averages almost 4 blocks a game.
Yeah.
That's insane. And he doesn't try very hard.
He has blocked 3-point shots.
Yeah. And I have made the mistake of saying in the beginning of the year, I said Chet Holmgren was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Hey, Chet's every having time, a year, bro.
Yeah, he's had a great year, but every time they've played each other, Victor has beat his ass.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of sucks because if Holmgren was healthy last year, he probably would have won.
Maybe last year, but I thought he had a good chance this year.
Well, I agree, too. But
here's the problem's going to be is when Victor puts on size. When he puts on thickness.
Yeah. The best thing that ever happened to Holmgren is grew a beard.
I'm just saying nobody's going to...
He's a goofy looking fucker.
Nobody's stopping him once he decides he wants to be the best.
He's got to grow into the body.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the thing is, Joel Embiid, too fucking soft. You're too soft. You can't play against him. This guy's already made Joker look bad.
So you don't think Wembanyama's going to put on fucking weight? Break his ankles because he's not used to supporting that shit because he's 7'4", 117 pounds. I have.
Shit, dribble.
I mean, nobody's ever, I don't see in his bio that says drinks milk, you know?
Calcium pills.
You know, that's all that's bullshit.
He spent a lot of time in the sun.
I saw a nutritionist. She was going through all this stuff, and like, you know, like, where does it say that calcium builds bone? She goes, it fucking doesn't. It's everything else that's in fucking milk that does. And she's going over all the
cramps.
She's like, people take calcium pills. Why? Why do you take calcium pills? They don't do anything for you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so who goes farther in the playoffs, the Bulls or the Bucks?
Jesus, bro.
That's a tough call.
Oh, let's bring in Doc, baby.
Because the Pacers are kind of like the Bucks' other kryptonite aside from
every other
Miami
team in the East.
The Heat.
I mean, and Giannis isn't going to play.
Yeah, not to start. Nah, I mean,
I fucking said it at the beginning. As that was a super trade. Should have never made that trade.
No.
Never made it. Now you got pouty ass Damian Lillard leading your team.
And I
don't want to be there. Milwaukee's boring.
And you were right because you said Middleton won't play no more, and he don't play.
Traded the wrong motherfucker.
I know, and I love Drew, and I loved his defense, but I
that
just,
dude just got
I thought Middleton extension. Was going to come back and be healthy again. And
I mean, that would be 1,000 times better with fucking
Dame and Drew.
Yeah, with those two there, and Drew bringing the ball up, and Dame just, you know,
shooting,
coming off screens.
Yeah, a little facilitation, and there you go, because Drew didn't care about scoring.
Yeah, nope. You guys went from a big two to a big two.
Did you see somebody threw a chicken wing on the court of an NBA game?
No.
I forget who the commentator. I'll have to look it up. I'll do it really quick. I'll come back to it. So it's no, amazing.
The Villanova Knicks, they got the two seed.
Dude, man, they're tough. Tibbs is always tough, but it's going to be. Yeah, that record is exploited just like when he was with the Bulls because they beat everybody they were supposed to beat. Mm-hmm. All right? That's regular season when these guys don't play. They don't play hard. But Tibbs' teams, they will play hard. That's why they have so many wins.
Hold on. All right, I found it. Sorry, real quick. It's 37 seconds, but it's amazing. It's Kevin Harlan.
Williamson's got it. Pelicans hold on. Driving into Murray. Somebody's throwing something on the floor. 46 seconds to go, and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. Yes. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out and I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
That's why Reggie should have been like, eat a dick.
Why would somebody throw something so delicious? As soon as he said it's a chicken wing, they went to Zion Williamson on the real video. The dude had like this look on his face. Like it was amazing. Sorry.
Zion actually had a bounce back little year, but.
Well, I mean, what else could he have?
It's kind of. Hey, did he play? Then, yeah, it was a hell of a bounce back year for him.
Did he play more than six games?
Oh, fuck.
It is crazy, though, that the Knicks got three Villanova championship.
The big Ragui, dude. He's a fucking. He's a big deal now, man. In New York, they like that guy.
Oh yeah!
Just imagine how good they would be if Julius Randle was still out.
He and right. Danny Bonaducci, or whoever the quarterback that they have on the Giants. What's the dude's name?
Danny Dimes.
Yeah. No.
Tommy DeVito, and you know his name.
Oh. That's his name. That's his name. Danny Bonaducci, Tommy DeVito, whatever.
More people know who Tommy DeVito is than fucking Daniel Jones.
Those two are gallivant in Brooklyn wearing fucking turtlenecks and chains, dude. It's fucking amazing.
But it's a typical Tibbs team. They play eight guys, maybe eight. You got a list full of people on the bottom that don't fucking play.
Three of them are fucking Villanova starters.
That's great. Got to the playoffs. That'll get you. Without Julius Randle, they probably go down on the first. Especially if they get matched up against a fucking, what, Miami? Where's Miami seated?
I think they're getting matched up in Philly, which is even better for them because Villanova is in Philadelphia.
The Knicks will get whoever the seven seed will be. So whoever wins out of the Sixers and the Heat tonight. Both of them are bad matchups now that Joel Embiid's back. Knicks probably go down in the first round. They got no big. What big? How are they going to stop Joel Embiid? How are they going to stop Bam?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have nothing. They got fucking, what's his name, Robinson in the middle who gets six fouls in 6 minutes. It's still the fact that he's playing, Julius Randle's not. Knicks are most likely going down in the first round. Unless something happens, you know, to fucking Puss Boy.
Puss Boy.
Joel Embiid is a pussy.
Kind of is.
He's a pussy. He don't bang. He don't get down in the paint and bang with nobody. He'll fucking, oh, I'm not going to dribble to the hole. I'll just launch this fucking three. Ah, shit. Only hit the backboard again.
He looks like somebody that always falls in slow motion. You know what I mean? Like
it blows me away when guys that size flop or like, oh, complain to the refs like they're getting hit. I just hate it. And then they want to talk about, oh, yeah, physicality, that's all 90s and 80s have on anybody. Yeah, because it fucking changed the game.
Yeah.
I wish some stupid nerd would fucking go through the last 22 years or however long LeBron's been in the league and every flop that he's ever done.
Oh, you ain't got enough time, bro.
Yeah, there's no, that's not a clip. That's like a Netflix special.
Yeah, that's like fucking a soccer team stat right there.
There's an intermission.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's a halftime of that. I don't think he did too much pissing and moaning when he's young, though. Like, as a rookie and shit, I think he kind of just took his
Kobe and shit was still in the league.
Yeah, so he kind of took his shit and just went about his business. It wasn't until
the Miami shit.
I mean,
well, no, it's the fact that people talk like they always want, oh, he took a shit Cavs team to the finals or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, did you not look at the records of those teams when LeBron was in the East?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing there. The East hasn't been the same since the Bulls stopped dominating.
The Bucks still had TJ Ford running point.
As their fucking number one guy.
Yeah.
The Bulls' best player was Ron Mercer.
An old Ron Mercer.
Oh, fuck. Jalen Rose, right before he retired. Yeah, those are some hard teams to get through. Jordan never had to play a Jalen Rose-led team. Bron had it so tough in the East. What about when fucking Allen Iverson led a shit Philadelphia team to the finals 2 years before that? Nobody talks about that. He even won a game.
Allen Iverson's been all over the place lately, doing a lot of podcasts. And yeah, I saw.
Oh, go ahead.
And they have a statue for him out front.
That was weak as fuck.
Bruh.
Dude, it's like a third the size of what was he even really
there?
Is.
I don't even like. I didn't even see him there.
Yeah,
he wasn't standing in behind it. I don't know that.
He may have been like.
No, he wasn't. I would have saw him.
But I heard him talking. They asked him a question about like the best handles.
Yeah.
And it was Kyrie
by far.
And he was like, "It's not even close. Like he's the best ever." And dude, interviewing him was like, "Hold on." You mean the best ever? Like, we're including you. And he goes, I don't care. Like, Kyrie plays with people.
He said he'll break them, go down, and then he'll come back.
Yep.
To break you again.
And do it again. And oh, shit, I still got 8 seconds. Yeah. Might as well break him again.
And Shaq was sitting there with him. He was also part of the interview.
Man, Shaq is so dumb sometimes.
Shaq goes, Hold on. Where you put my boy White Chocolate then?
Oh.
He goes, because to me, I think Jason Williams had the best handles of all time.
Out of the people that Shaq has played with, that idiot said fucking Jason Williams was the best handler he's ever played with.
Well,
with Gary Payton.
To be fair, AI said Jason Williams is up there. He's up there,
but okay.
All right. The reason why Jason Williams' White Chocolate was so good was because his uniform was so fucking baggy. He used the shit like a magic trick, dude. He'd like go one pant leg, down the other, fucking through his jersey.
Boxy boys.
Out the neck hole.
I'm talking about the people that Shaq has played with throughout his career, and that's the one you're going to pick? Like, I get, he was the exciting pick.
Yeah.
But there was a reason why he didn't start on every team. It's because the motherfucker turned the ball over while he was doing all them behind the back to the first row of the audience.
I mean, for sure, it was definitely Darvin Ham.
Fucking shit.
Bill Cartwright had some handles.
We even think, like, this guy played with Penny, who changed the game for point guards.
No, the not calling carries changed the game for point guards.
He didn't. That was not the. That was way later, man. That was later.
That was Lil Penny that was fucking doing the carries.
Chris Rock is Lil Penny.
Make it like Grandmama, but not.
Oh, Larry Johnson had to wear a dress.
Yeah, that was awesome. Grandmama was amazing.
He was on Family Matters, and him and Urkel balled out.
Urkel's a hooper, dude. Jaleel White is a hooper.
Hell yeah.
I don't know about now, because he's got to be about 50 years old. Who knows what's going on?
Probably still. He's got the purple Urkel.
Is that a signature move from the show? I'm not familiar with the purple Urkel.
That's his weed company.
What? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No bullshit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Look it up.
Oh, no. Where is this available?
I don't know.
Purple Urkel. Way to fucking make money off of fucking somebody else's idea about you. Oh, California. Medicino Purps.
Mendocino?
Mendocino? Medicino?
Oh, we got Mendocino Greeno to smoke, too, coming up.
I think it's Mendocino. Mendocino? How do you say that?
It's Mendocino.
I feel like the Spanish should be coming out at me about that one.
Steve Urkel, actor Jaleel White, launches Purple Urkel cannabis brand along with 710.
Hmm.
710 is oil upside down or whatever.
Okay.
And that's that shit that them people be lining up at 7 a.m. in Denver when they would do their drops. Because they would only do them like once a month.
So, sports related, the sports show that I listened to on 97.3 or whatever, they were going through, could they list teams that had all four major sports today?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and it was triggered because the Phoenix Coyotes are leaving Phoenix and going to Utah.
Really?
Yep.
No shit.
So then they're out now, and then they had to do the shit, and then they took it even a step further. They're like, instead of your team, you know what I mean? Like, whatever you root for, if you had to pick a different fan base that had a multitude of teams, you know what I mean? But they kind of encompass the Packers and Brewers and Bucks all in one. State. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's state just because of the fact. What would you guys, if you weren't like...
fans of the squads I'm fans
yeah,
of.
Yeah, if you had to pick a place that was four teams or whatever, what Boston. Would you pick? I kind of have a hang up there because I don't have any issues with anything Boston except for the Patriots.
I could do New York though too. I could do Knicks, Giants, Rangers.
Knicks, Giants, Rangers, and
would I be a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
Oh, you'd be a Mets fan. Yeah, you're not a Yankee asshole, dude.
Yeah, no, but the fucking Mets don't win. I want to be a fan of winning.
I mean, you say the Bears fans this entire time, so
like I said, I want to be a fan of winning.
Oh, so Yankees, you're gonna be a, okay. It's a tough call. As much as I hate to say it, the one that I'd probably go with Miami.
Ooh.
The Dolphins are tolerable. You know, there's a whole lot of hope there every year.
That's the difference between being a Bucks fan and a Bulls fan, though. Because there's too much hate there. There's too much hate between the Bulls and the Heat. I just can't do it.
Well, I mean, the Bucks aren't big fans of the Heat either. You know, they're the Bucks kryptonite, man.
But the rivalry for the Bulls and Heat go back to the early 90s, man, when fucking like Alonzo Mourning and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, and it seemed like they always played them in the first round of the playoffs with like Tim Hardaway, Alonzo, fucking, those are some tough fucking teams. And then when they got Glenn Rice and fucking PJ Brown, Dan Marley. I could never be a Heat fan.
I thought about Minnesota for a second, but I just can't do it. Like
the Vikings, never want
the
shit.
Vikings are what I can't do. I don't mind the Twins, dude. The Minnesota Wild are like, unless you're a Blackhawks fan,
they've never won anything. That's what sucks. Like Minnesota, you're going to where you're a real loser.
We're not talking about like. Picking where it's going to win. It's where you want to root for. That's got to be part of it,
though. You want to root for a winner. You don't want to root for...
Right, because I was going to say Detroit.
I'm just saying, you look at Minnesota. You got the Vikings, ain't never won. You got the Timberwolves. They ain't never won shit. The Wild aren't old enough. I mean, they just haven't really been around very long.
Well,
when's the last time the Twins won something? 91? 92? Even Detroit would be more tolerable. You got more NBA championships.
The Red Wings are awesome.
Well, they're not good now.
But historically.
Historically. 80. The Lions are good now. The Tigers have some winning behind them. Points in history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some but real I'm just saying, like, Minnesota, man, you're... I hope you like other hobbies. I got some other hobbies.
Well, I was thinking of places where I have family and shit, so I started with that first. Maybe something in Atlanta. Oh, they don't have hockey no more.
Man, Atlanta. I couldn't do Atlanta either.
But, I mean, just get rid of hockey, you know.
Just saying, like, the Hawks. I couldn't cheer for the Hawks.
I don't know. I don't dislike the Hawks enough to say that I wouldn't cheer for them. I'm not a huge Trae Young fan.
I know you probably don't care or paid any attention, but because of Chico Bonita, I got to pay attention to this fucking women's basketball shit.
Not really.
And you don't really did you see to. Chicago picked
two bigs? Yeah, and the two bigs that hate each other?
Yeah, they had the second and seventh pick, and they picked Cardoza and Angel Reese.
Well, you know, sometimes
they're going to play right next to each other.
Oil and fucking water. Sometimes, you know.
Well, they're both going to start. The Sky are terrible.
Call them oil and eggs. We'll make mayonnaise out of that shit, dude, you know.
And they said that Angel Reese, she had to end up in a big city. So Chicago was a perfect fit. And I was
Think about where the women's teams are. That's they're what I was all just going to say. Cities.
What? There's not like a fucking...
Well, they had to make sure there was a good men's team there so that could pay their salary.
The Des Moines Desperadas.
Right.
No, what the fuck?
The Bismarck Bitches.
Yeah. Vegas. Chicago. Yep. New York. Yep. Yeah, where are the Idaho teams at?
Yeah. Idaho. With the women's?
They don't even have even number teams in their league.
What? I thought it was 12.
They have 13, I think.
That was 14 first round picks, so that's even weirder because I thought that was only 12 teams.
The Eastern Louisiana State Mud Dogs. And we're kind of dicks for not putting a WNBA team into our picks, by the way.
No, we're not.
We're not woke. We're not woke.
No, we're not.
I don't think we've ever claimed to be.
Sorry, bitches.
Yeah.
Geez. I fucked up again. Maybe next time I'll think about that.
Just how depressing does it have to be that you're getting promoted in your job? You're getting promoted, but you're taking a huge pay cut. Monster. She's what? I mean, just alone, Caitlin Clark's going from what, 2.1 mil? To $76,000.
Yeah, she'll be fine, though. I mean,
she'll get endorsements.
There's no,
I get that, but it's just like
there's nothing that says that NIL contract isn't going to carry over with the companies that she
has.
And
it will. It's State Farm.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that? Oh, the first person to greet Caitlin Clark.
Yes, I did see that.
Was Jake from State Farm?
Saturday Night Live's on. Couple of fucking decent sketches, and then the Weekend Update comes, and fucking Caitlin Clark is on the Weekend Update. So the next morning I wake up, she's at the grocery store. I hear her pull up, I go outside, we unload everything, and she goes, "Well, your friend Rich hit me up." I'm like, "It's fucking 8:30 in the morning." "Oh, he's the East Coast." She goes, "Yep. He just wanted to let me know that my friend Caitlin was on SNL last night and that I should watch it." Rich.
Rich, kiss ass. Rich, come on. Good call, though.
Did you watch it? Because I know you watched.
No, I was asleep at like 11 o'clock on Saturday night. I didn't watch it. Jess informed me, though, that she was on there.
I was watching better things than Saturday Night Live.
She made Michael Che read some of his jokes about the WNBA that he has said in front of her.
Nice.
I would have done it without hesitation. I'll tell him right to your face.
And then she said,
"How's it feel to take a $2 million pay cut, bitch? You want to talk shit?"
But didn't she also not mention Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi in like the greatest players to come before her?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She, purpose, probably?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's just petty shit.
Yeah.
That's some LeBron shit. And what we said before, Caitlin Clark is LeBron. What? It's going to go to where, like, this is how it started with LeBron. Everybody loved him.
Yeah. But
she's going to do something stupid where everybody fucking hates her.
Start flopping?
As much as I hate to sound like a complete and total asshole, the shit's not sustainable. She's not going to save the WNBA.
No.
All of a sudden, there's not going... You and I, the three of us, I mean, just in the small sample, I'm, you know, that whole run of her doing all the cool shit and the fucking tournament, that's badass, but I don't want to watch women's basketball.
Here's the thing.
I might sound like a sexist asshole, but I don't want to. I don't want to watch cricket. I don't want to watch fucking
after her
rugby.
First year, we're never going to hear about her ever again after her rookie season.
Well, I mean,
it's just, no, it's
just
that
milestone.
Dude, listen, this happened already with Diana Taurasi. It already happened. Until now, some people probably didn't even know that she was still in the league.
Taurasi?
Yeah.
I didn't. But she's also 40, ain't she?
Well, I'm just saying, like, but nobody's paying attention to what she's done.
No, hell
since
no.
She got drafted?
No, it's a good story. The problem is, if there's not another one in 2 years or whatever, like, it's going to fade away.
But that's kind of unfair to say Diana Taurasi with that because social media and the hype and shit, she didn't have that.
But she was at the beginning of it. Well, I mean, she came out the same time LeBron did.
I mean, that was MySpace. And
they're like the same age.
Like the Grudge Report. I don't even think that was MySpace. I think MySpace was after that. This is like still using messenger, like ICQ and fucking...
AIM?
Yeah, instant messenger.
There's no consistent excitement with that sport.
Completely agree. I'd rather watch Sheep.
Look how nobody's watching the NBA this year. Why? Because it's trash. It's not entertaining. Nobody's watching it.
But the thing about it is that NBA, with all the rights and shit that they're getting paid, they don't fucking care. Like,
they know they
cares
don't care.
Their ratings
but
are
I'm
down.
So her ratings are up because all the other basketball, it's like a whole accumulation of things. Yes, she's very good. Yes, Iowa's never won anything, so she makes them relevant. A lot of people don't pay attention to Big Ten women's basketball. You know, you do hear about the South Carolinas, the LSUs, the Baylors. Like, you hear about that. So now she's making a whole conference relevant. So now you're bringing those fans in. You know, there's so many things backing. Once she leaves, like you said, if there's not another one in 2 years, women basketball dies again because it's not consistently exciting.
Think about this year's draft with how many big-name people that just got drafted and that are no longer in college. Right now, the only one that I can even name is Juju.
The one girl from UConn stayed.
Paige Beckers.
Oh, okay, I can name two.
She's. I think she's staying just to make more money because she's making more on her.
Why wouldn't you?
And she never won the title.
Yeah, she got hurt. Twice. She's not that.
Oh, God, geez.
Yeah, she's got a couple of red shirts left and maybe a COVID year, dude. She might have 3 years left to keep playing, dude. And maybe break all the fucking Caitlin Clark shit.
Maybe.
And make that NIL money for fucking 3 more years.
These
who knows?
Petty-ass old broads, you know, like, I just don't, like, how come is it that more dudes fight for women's rights than fucking women do? Like, because as soon as a woman does something successful, who shits on them the most? Other women. Like, there's so many ladies that are talking shit about Caitlin Clark coming to the league. They're already on her.
Yeah.
Like, there's no respect there.
No.
Like,
you can wait until she's in the league before saying some shit.
Well, like, it's clickbait, dude. It's called I'm what we've said before. I'm woke about the situation. I'm this way. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
I'm sorry, it's not clickbait because that's how women are. Not just professional women.
No, I mean
that's how women are.
I understand.
I mean,
women don't want to see their friend be successful. Whereas if I was just a fan of your guys' show and your guys' show became successful, I'd be really fucking happy for you guys. But, you know, if it was two ladies being successful and their friend right here, that friend would be right. I was on some of them shows. Yeah. Their jealousy levels are ridiculous over
like nothing.
And it's funny because a lot of them are like, no, I hype my girls up. I want to see the best. And as soon as they're like, yeah, see, that's what that bitch deserves.
I told you he was wrong for her.
And then she'll suck your man's dick behind your back.
Only if you leave a 20 in the nightstand.
See? And that's why men live happier lives. Why? Because it's simpler.
I mean, no bullshit. Almost super every simple relationship that I had that ended, one of them girls' friends hit me up to fuck. Sometimes multiple bitches. So either they were saying how good the D was, or they were just like, fuck that bitch. She ain't really my friend anyway. I'm going to go suck this dude's dick.
Because I'm bored.
Your boy's girl, you know, they break up and she calls you doing the same shit. And what it, that's your boy. So what do you say?
Ooh, it, in that situation, it strictly depends how hot she is, because I might smash, but then I'm calling my boy.
But also, how close are you with your boy?
It depends.
So there's, I'm not just saying.
Factors. You got factors.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's.
You got factors.
Abbott. Okay. I'm not, no, and I'm not saying Abbott's woman.
I got you.
But if it was Abbott, Abbott's probably your tightest dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't do it.
I don't think I can do it. In all honesty.
And I can't do it for like people that I consider just, I mean, I wouldn't even consider them like really a really close friend. If you're just like with one of my guys, just yeah. I'd be like, man, nah, fuck off. Get away from me. I can't like I cannot do that. I can't do it.
It also depends how long they haven't been together. Like if it's been a year. Oh, yeah. And I see you out. Fucking,
and also together. Right. Like, if you fucking went on three dates with this girl, that's right. not a relationship.
It also depends upon two factors with me. One, how much have I had to drink? And two, when was the last time I got my dick sucked? Because, I mean...
Whenever you hear about, like why friendships break up, between dudes, it's usually money. I loaned this guy some money. This piece of shit never paid me back, or like borrowed a tool or something. Right. Like, it's something along as that. Like for like women though, it's always like, she fucked the guy I said I liked. Yeah. That's why I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna slit her throat.
There's a couple more. There's a couple more that they get upset about. One, clothes. Yeah. Like she bought the same shit that I wear.
Oh,
the other one. The other one.
Hold on, I'll let you get there. Now, if me and you were to walk in with the same shirt on, what the fuck?
High five and fucking yeah, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you know. And the other one is hair. Did I say hair twice?
No.
Okay, clothes and hair. So it's hair is the other one. Like this bitch copied my hair. Now I can't have my hair this way because this one
is fucking crazy. Then that's how. Oh man, that's
but
95%. But
hold on a minute. Typically, with the hair and the clothing, they copied somebody else that they saw. You know what I mean? But then they're pissed off because some broad happened to Google some hairstyle, and then like, all right, oh wow, now I or that's flattery. Flattery's not a thing.
That's $1 million. I just had $1 million idea. I'm gonna sell women's clothing. Not two things will be the same.
Oh, one of ones?
Just one of one, everything.
Oh.
I'll just start misspelling words and shit. But no, see, this one's spelled wrong in green, so it's different.
This is my shit. It's supposed to say shirt.
There's such a huge difference between men and women. Why do women's sports not succeed financially? Because women don't give a shit about sports. Not the women that play them.
Yeah.
Other women don't care. Right. They don't care about sports.
Well, yeah, they don't have that testosterone that the ones that do play the sports.
But even, dude, now you take a group of guys.
I'm
you could be just in
the coals for that, what I just
said. I'm saying, in a group of guys, you could be an outlier where you're not really into sports, but I'm still going to go and hang out with this group of guys to watch the game because they're all my buddies.
Yeah.
Whereas a girl, if she was the only girl not into the game, she's not going, I'm not going to watch a fucking spend 3 hours watching a basketball game.
They don't watch the games, period.
Who's paying the NILs on those women athletes?
I'm not
strip clubs.
All right.
Owned by?
I'm going to stand
lesbians.
Up. I'm going to stand up for my roommate right now because my roommate watches sports. You know what I mean?
Men's sports. She's a Packers fan.
You know what I mean?
She's like, a Bucks fan.
Badgers. Yeah. Big Badger. Oh, but she'll watch volleyball or women's basketball.
Number one, everybody watches volleyball.
Yeah.
Everybody watches volleyball. And you know what? We're all on our phones.
Click, click.
What's her name?
Yeah, her
Does
name is...
Does she have an NIL deal for underwear?
No, because she don't wear any.
Does she have an Instagram?
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to pay for that.
You have to pay for that?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Why do you, how do you think they make money?
Advertising?
No.
No, subscriptions.
Oh.
Yeah, don't go on there. You don't want to go on there.
I don't plan on it.
Yeah.
Fucking...
That's funny. I just heard somebody had one that's famous as fuck.
Denise, dude, there's a lot of famous people who have
Denise
them.
Richards.
Oh.
The actress.
All right, I'm signing up now.
She doesn't show you anything, but it's $35 a month.
Oh.
You might see a bikini pic or fucking some shit like that.
It's really
if
big.
Elizabeth
with,
Shue has one, then I'm signing up.
It's become really big with nutritionists, like people that like gym owners and shit like that.
Well, it's
so if you want a video, they'll do their shit on there.
Yeah.
So I've heard, I don't know.
That's how
I'm also not working out. So.
Is this Huckleberry Finn gym owners or like?
No, like fitness people use them remotely.
Yeah, OnlyFans was set up for people to do things. Like if you're into woodworking, you can show people how to make a cabinet or whatever. Yeah. And they'll pave and then blah, blah, blah. And then it just immediately went sex.
Yeah. Well, it sells.
Here's how I make a cabinet to make a cabinet. Step two, here are my tits. Give me $39.95.
Step three, put a dildo on that door, and now it's $99.95.
Oh, can you guys refer me to how I sign up
for
this?
I don't know how to use it.
I've never even Googled it.
We should have an OnlyFans page for this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So Rich could give us $35 a month.
Hold on a minute.
That's called,
let me get my shirt off.
He's probably one of our only friends who could afford a monthly subscription.
Isn't that the Patreon? Isn't that what that's for?
I don't even, dude, there's so many fucking things out there. Isn't Patreon kind of like a podcast thing?
The Parthenon?
No, it's a way for you.
The Hero Place
in
Madison?
It's a subscription type of podcast. So, like, a lot of people have regular podcasts, and then they'll do one Patreon, like, every other week or fucking some shit like that. And it's just... Once you get a fan base, you charge them $10 a fucking month and give
send
them
a t-shirt once every 5 years
and give them a bonus episode and shit. And I was like, well, hold on.
I can do one t-shirt every 5 years, dude. We can totally do that.
I mean, they can have this one.
Just made it 2 hours ago.
I think it's funny. It's like most of the podcasts out there that are popular were started by people who already had money.
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones that are popular.
Those are the only ones people like really like listen to and shit.
Oh yeah.
There's nobody that like started like us and now they're just like big time.
On my way here and I was hearing these people do the fucking the sports team shit. I'm thinking to myself, did Mike Heller listen to our podcast to get that idea from us? You know what I mean? And then I was like, no, he probably didn't.
It you want to why? Because there's 11 billion people in this world. And sometimes a couple of them have the same fucking idea.
Did Rich steal that from the girl that stole her hair and clothes idea from her best friend? And now she's a bitch.
Exactly.
God damn it, Rich.
So I forgot something that had happened to me over the weekend.
You died?
Nearly.
Oh.
Really, I probably could have. Oh. I windows down in my Jeep. I had the front panels off, you know, no top off. But I'm driving down the road, and I'm beating a little bit of music. I'm listening to...
I thought you were going to say beating off.
Wow, sounds like you should have died, to be honest.
I also thought you were going to say that somebody threw a burrito
at it was a piece of pizza.
A chicken wing would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So crispy and delicious. But no, I'm driving on the road, and I'm listening to Atmosphere, white rapper, like, you know, you wouldn't know it if you fucking just listened to the shit, whatever. So I'm on Forest Hills Road, and I'm four lanes, and I have three bikers pull up next to me, and they have their vests on. that all include in the same exact spot under their left arm a swastika. Oh. And I'm listening to rap music and going to Walmart to get dog food. And if these fucking dudes for the half mile that I had to go down Forest Hills Road didn't cut in front of me, back to the side of me, get behind me, dude, they did every fucking thing that they could possibly do to just fuck with me in a half a mile road.
Fuck white people.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. I've never had that. And
should have just ran one of them over.
I mean,
like, oh, dang it. Another racist gone. What am I going to do now?
I didn't see what
the cops pull you over, give you an award.
I didn't see. I couldn't quite make out what the back of their jackets or their vests said because I feel like it was misspelled. Like
you said three of them?
Yeah, there are
was
three.
Was there just a K on each one of them?
No, one of them had a bitch on the back, so I'm not sure if. And she looked familiar.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you, yeah, I feel like I may have known her. So maybe that's why they were swerving at me.
The patch on the back just says randomly escorts Jeeps down the road. It's a long one. It's a Michael Scott headline.
Says boner garage on the back of hers. Woke.
Woke ass.
Well, let's end it with a little baseball talk.
Baseball. Everybody on the Cubs is hurt.
And everybody in the Central's over 500 except for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that'll change.
Well, of course it will, because Pittsburgh's in second.
Yeah.
Well, the Cubs are going to drop here now with Suzuki out.
Yeah.
Our friend Brian, who doesn't listen, has been on here a couple of times. his cousin is currently batting 078, but he's still in the squad.
He's leading the team.
But he does have like seven stolen bases or something like that.
I saw
that
shit. Got one in the first game.
Yeah, as soon as he did second pitch, gone. And not even a question.
Yeah.
But with all the, you can't block the bases, no. That's okay.
Seems like the base he needs to worry about getting on is first.
Yeah, I mean, you can't steal first. That's
you got to try really, really hard.
He leads the league in catcher's interference. He's been chilly-whacking umpires. He just
throws the bat.
Did you guys see fucking Angel Hernandez, the three strikes that he called were...
It was worse than that.
Dude.
They showed the game but stats
Those were consecutive pitches, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
He's... Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Man, the Cubs were on fire. Well, Suzuki was on fire.
Bush, five in a row?
Hey, man, he might have hit another one today. We don't know yet.
Yeah?
I don't even know if they're on yet.
Michael Bush has hit five bombs in a row.
Did you get him from the Dodgers?
Yeah, he was their number one prospect.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But he's 26. Like, he was sitting behind Freddie Freeman. Like, you know you're not getting called up anytime soon.
What's he play?
First base.
Oh.
He's played a little bit of third, but not. He's not a third baseman. He's a first baseman.
Neither is anybody we have on our team.
Well, Madrigal can play it defensively. It's his offense that disappears.
Is his nickname Showmeer?
His nickname is Assbag, I think.
Mike Showmeer Bush.
Do you know who holds the record for most consecutive games with a home run?
For the Cubs?
No.
I was going to say he just tied like three White. People.
It's Don Mattingly.
Told you. Devon
it's
White.
Like seven?
I think it's eight or nine. And then either Griffey tied him in 93 or he was one behind with like eight.
Mattingly hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, but that's unfair. Yankee Stadium, dude. I can fucking...
Short porch.
I can kick a ball out of right field at
Yankee Stadium.
Same dimensions. Yeah. They kept everything the fucking same.
The Brewers are still in first.
Mm-hmm. They're up by eight right now.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a comfortable lead.
First inning.
Cubs will lose that game, no problem.
The Cubs are just, they're not done. Like, they didn't do enough in the offseason.
No.
Like, I can understand a hot start or whatever. You got a hot few games. But, like, coming in, everybody already knew their bullpen was still shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's even worse because we lost our only fucking relief arm and Merriweather or whatever is down. And then you lose, two starters?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a shit show so far.
And Suzuki.
Now Suzuki goes down, and no idea how long he's going to be out. Because last year it was a right oblique, and he was out for a long time. This year it's the left oblique.
I'm guessing 8 weeks.
I mean, at least we get Iwanaga. I mean, he's a fucking, that dude's a badass.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
I think so.
I think both, I mean, the other guy is fucking good too. The one the Dodgers got. So you got two guys that are going to come over here.
Yamamoto.
Yeah, they're both going to be in the NL Cy Young talks because everybody left the Cy Young or the NL. Nobody's there. Corbin Burns is gone. What's his name's hurt? Dude for the Atlanta. He's out for the year. Strider.
Oh, Spencer Strider. Dude. That sucks, dude.
If I'm not mistaken, there's been, what, 4 or 6?
What, 8? Yeah. Shane Bieber out too now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Indians. Guardians.
Yeah.
But they said it's all because...
They won't let him use the sticky stuff.
Well, no, it's the power throwing now. It's all about velocity. So that's why their innings have gone down, their pitch counts have gone down.
So I want to see that. All right, not to be all nerdy and analytics and shit, but I want to see power pitching versus longevity in the league over back in the day when you could throw 8 innings and not worry about it. They're so worried about pitch count, but these guys are trying to throw so fucking hard
every single pitch
that they throw, and that's stupid.
It's not the pitch counts and stuff like that. It's the way they're throwing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, pitchers are going to be like running backs in the NFL, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be a flash in the pan for 2-3 years until you can't fucking do it.
Wait till next year. Here goes the new rule for next year. You don't have to pitch 5 innings to get a win. That's the way it's going to be. Pretty soon we're going to be down to 3-inning pitchers, man. You're going to need 2 starters per game.
Just leave the game with the lead.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
The problem is now they're going to have to start paying middle relievers way more because they're going to have to pitch more.
I mean, that's a trend. I mean, they are paying them more.
I was listening to an interview with Justin Verlander, and he's like, you know, some of the responsibility has to be on you yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to know your body. You got to know what your body can and can't do. And when your training goes, you know, I'm a totally different pitcher now than when I first came in the league and I was just blowing fastballs by everybody.
Verlander's the awkward anomaly that
he says, because of certain injuries, he has to throw the ball different.
Adjust.
And what sucks is that these kids, I watch clips all day, like clips of all these kids training. For just mostly pitching, and it's every single one with the long, powerful stride and the fucking throwing as hard as you fucking can every single time. The grunts and the blah, and it's like, bro. And then, like, it's so relieving to sit and watch, you know, Trevor Bauer on his channel throw to, you know, 3 guys for 3 innings because he's going through everything and he's telling you, this is when I rev it up. This is when I slow it down. This is why I throw this here and this there. Like, that's the shit you want to be watching.
One of the best things I ever went through in my entire life, when I was like 12 years old, NIU had their pitching camp at Telver Park. And 12 through 18. So I'm 12 and I get to go to this shit. Spanky McFarland was the head coach of NIU. Apparently he's legendary in coaching. When I went to this camp, it was a pitching camp, not only pitching, just strictly pitching. That's all it was. And we had like tires out there to try and fucking make our curveballs break into them. And you know, I just remember trying to impress. I'm the youngest one. Like, there's nobody else there that's 12. Their camp traveled a little bit. And, I just remember him coming up to me because I'm throwing as hard as I fucking can every single time. And he came up to me. He's like, no, 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 no. He's like, don't do that. He's like, your fastball doesn't have to be your fastest fastball every time you throw a fastball. And I'm 12 and I'm like, all right, what does this fucking mean? And he's like, yeah, take a little off here and there. You don't always have to, you know, your two-seamer doesn't have to be as hard as your two-seamer was 2 pitches ago.
You got to learn to read people at a young age.
And that was probably one of the best things that I ever heard in my entire life. Like, you mean I just don't have to fucking gas it up? Because that's what people typically want. And, and not to talk shit, Wolfie, I was a pretty, I threw fucking gas and I... once I changed that and I became like a, it made me like a complete pitcher at that point.
Yeah, I was definitely lucky enough to have, you know, when I first started pitching, to have coaches that were just like, yeah, dude, like you got to watch kids come up to the plate. You got to watch kids in the box. If this kid's struggling to put the bat on his shoulder,
yeah,
like you don't got to pump it in there. No. Like he ain't going to touch it. Just
throw three of them by him.
And if he does touch it, it's probably coming right back to you. And it ain't coming very hard. And like, so you like being where I was, I mean, probably the same for you guys playing in the same complex from, you know, age 4 until I was 14. Mm. You know, you grow up with all the same people. You know who you can bring it to.
Oh, yeah.
And who you can't. Yeah, like, definitely. So yeah. It gets easier as you get older. But still, man, like there's just signs to where, all right, I know I can get away going about 85% on this guy.
Kyle might not have any t-shirts, but he can also say I never struck him out.
Hell yeah.
Funny question, not to get off of the subject. You can cut this, whatever. Was Lashima in your class?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see about her kid? He's like projected to possibly sign as a free agent in the NFL. Yeah, he's a huge fucking human being.
Really?
He went to South Dakota State University.
Oh, really?
Apparently, dude's like a pro prospect. Like, he might fucking
do
some things.
That's dope.
Brock Lesnar went to South Dakota State, man.
So did Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I'll take Brock Lesnar, bro. He'll beat Dallas Goedert's ass.
Yeah, but
in football?
Dallas Goddard's going to make
more
money.
Brock Lesnar did try out for the Vikings as a defensive lineman because he's
Al
huge.
Bundy.
Al, but didn't he play somewhere?
And you know, he's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
He's a bad motherfucker.
What's Al Bundy's
like, you don't want to get in a fight with Al Bundy.
Ed Asner.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. Ed Asner. Ed Asner was the old ass dude. Like, old
yeah,
ass
like
dude.
Yeah, super old.
And am I.
I mean, not many people can do what that guy's done.
No.
Two hit TV shows. It's
years.
I mean,
and
there's only been a couple.
In between.
And with super hot wives on both, Peggy Bundy would get it still.
What? Or should we just do sitcoms?
Okay.
Michael
J. Fox.
So Spin City and
Family Ties.
That have done That's multiple?
Yeah.
Or no star. Like
Kevin James.
Made it. Kevin James, King of Queens.
And what's the new one?
His new one with the same lady? That show didn't last very long.
No, well
the one on Netflix?
No. The first season it was like Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah, and then they like brought back what's her name?
Yeah, his fucking wife
from King of Queens.
Yeah,
the
Leah.
Yeah, the Scientology fucking hater.
What about I would say like a Tim Allen?
Okay,
Home Improvement and
Last Man Standing,
which is how many seasons? I mean, both of them have a shitload of seasons.
Charlie Sheen, Spin City and 2 and a Half Men.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because he took over for Michael J. when he started his Parkinson's.
That was like one show I watched a lot and just never, and then like just forgot about it.
David Spade. He was on Just Shoot Me and he was on Rules of Engagement.
Oh man, Rules of Engagement. Now that's a good fucking show.
Wow. Speak that Rules of Putty. Whatever dude's name is. He fucking Elaine's boyfriend from Seinfeld, David Putty.
Dude.
And then
that dude's hilarious. Yeah. Why'd you paint your face? We're going to the game. Go Devils!
Devils!
Yeah, but that's the dude that's the voice of whatchamacallit, right?
Joe Swanson?
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
Yep.
I got a double for you.
Okay.
I got fucking David from Roseanne.
Oh.
And then I have fucking
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, and the Big Bang Theory. And then we have fucking Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, Blossom.
Blossom, Big Bang Theory, and Jeopardy. I only came up with that. That's all I got, but I won. God damn it.
See you next Tuesday. Aw, shit. I see him motioning to the bullpen, man. I think our night's over. This has been another episode of High and Inside where we ended up a little drunk. Good times. What up?
Whatever, we drink beer and smoke the cheddar. Yo, Wisconsin doesn't matter.